A new report has warned pensioners could become the next victims of Australia's housing affordability crisis. Soaring real estate costs are increasingly taking up more of people's superannuation savings, forcing some retirees to rely on welfare. With ballooning house prices, there are now fears Australians will be in debt long after their working lives end. Those concerns are borne out in a new report by the Australian Institute of Superannuation Trustees, warning governments could face a multi-billion dollar problem as superannuation shrinks. The number of Australians owning their own homes has slumped since the mid-1960s to just over two-thirds of households. Census figures due out next month are expected to show a further drop. But over the past two decades, there has been an even sharper decline in the proportion of homeowners who have paid off their mortgages. The report says if trends continue, fewer Australians will reach retirement owning homes and more will use superannuation savings to either pay off mortgages or pay rent. Victorian Council of Social Services Chief Executive Emma King says older women are particularly vulnerable.
That may have been in a partnership with someone and they've separated. They often come out of that with very little retirement savings at all. They haven't been in jobs that have provided superannuation over time. So they're left incredibly vulnerable in this housing market. And when we look at the issue now, so we're watching what is very much a slow motion tidal wave in terms of that change in home ownership now. We look at it now, we know it's tough enough for older people who are trying to have their own homes and maintain their own homes now. It is going to be so much tougher for the next generation.
And while investing in property now seems for many like investing in a lifetime financial burden, wealth advisor Steve Mickenbecker says it is still the right time to buy a house.
Sitting on the sidelines for the next 20 years is probably going to see the whole market just move away from you and you miss out. So I think the case is still strong enough to say, yep, go ahead and do it if you can afford it.